ask that you join me in welcoming back to our pulpit our friend David Diaz.
Good morning. Praise the Lord for another Sunday of hope, New Advent. I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving weekend. Still going. I still have family at home as we speak this morning. My son came from Cleveland, Ohio, and we have had a great communion together. So has been great. And I know that all of us have had that opportunity to share those blessings and being thankful for what God has brought to our lives. Thank you for your prayers and your support as a church for our mission in Ambridge, PA. The Lord has been blessing us there every weekend. And also, thank you for your prayers and support for the church in Venezuela. So as we speak, Venezuela is going through a very tough political conflict. As we speak this weekend, these days, you know, the U.S. Army are in the Caribbean. I don't know if you guys have followed the news, but please keep Venezuela in your prayers. I still have my mother there and my sister, who is married to a pastor. This is the church that they're pastoring between Colombia and Venezuela. It's a lot of stuff going on, but God has been present, using mission teams and the church down there to bless people that are struggling in amazing ways. But this morning, I want you to read with me several texts, Ephesians 5, 21 through 24, Ephesians 6, verse 1, and Romans 13, 1. Ephesians 5, 21 through 24. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Verse 24. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Ephesians 6, 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Ephesians 6, 5. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Romans 13:1. Romans 13:1. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which is from God. The authorities that exist have been appointed by God. This is the word of the Lord. Dear God, give us sensitive hearts this morning and open our minds to hear your voice. Help us to be humble, to accept the challenge of your word and put into practice what you have for us today. Amen. I'm not here to speak about, you know, a marriage sermon or conference, if I would, or maybe talking to children or slaves, meaning employers or employees, and then citizens, that will be local officials and citizens. But through the scriptures, through these passages we just have read, you will catch in the word submit. Submission is a dirty word, right? It's a hard word. It's a hard topic to talk about. So God created his people, his whole creation, in fact, to love and trust him. He created all of it to submit to his word. So let's imagine for a minute, before sin came into the world, God created all of it. The relationship was perfect between God and man. God gave his people everything, filled their needs, protect them, and love them. To show their love, so that they will show their love back to God. His people will trust his word, cherish his beautiful creation, live as his people in submission. So it's a perfect world. All of a sudden, sin comes into the picture. Now everything that was voluntarily done by the first couple, Adam and Eve, all of a sudden, everything becomes a command, an imperative, an order. In the text that we just read, we read now, submit to one another. Paul, instead of saying, you know, you should submit, you know, you ought to submit. We should submit. No, he uses the imperative now because sin is present in ourselves. Submit to one another. Husband is the head of the wife. Ascribe is the head of the church. Now, here's the question. Which one is easier? For you wives to submit to your husbands? Or how about your husband it's more difficult to love your wives? You see the dilemma here? The wife might say, well, but I'm submitting to my husband, but my husband is not submitting to me. And in a way, she's right, because we all should submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. As the church submits to Christ, wives, you should submit to your husbands. Now, this is for you children, for young people. When we talk about children, obey your parents. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I'm not going to obey my father, because he is always, you know, in a bad mood. He's always, you know, yelling at me. He's always telling me things that I don't feel like I should be in the right to be obeying my father or even my mother. Now, this is a hard topic, children. This is really hard because the Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord because it is the right thing to do. Now, listen to this. We go to church, to our jobs on Monday morning. We have bosses, supervisors, and leaders that we don't like, right? In America, there are millions of people that go to work every single day that they don't like. They don't like their bosses or supervisors or leaders. But they have to do the work because we all need to pay bills, right? We all need to pay bills. Even though we don't like our leaders, the Bible says, slaves, meaning employees. Back then, of course, the scripture, when in the first century, Paul speaking to the Ephesians, saying, hey, you guys, even though you are slaves to your masters, not only obey the good master, the good masters, but also those who are difficult to work for. So this is the message for us as employees. It's difficult for us to be submitted, right, to hard leaders or to hard managers. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. Why? For there is no authority except that which is from God. Excuse me. A little bit of background here. When Paul was asking the church to submit, he was referring to being humble, to have or to reflect humility, obedience, and trust in God's divine plan. It is giving my human rights to the reverence and love for the other person. So then submission is about not being a slave to someone or somebody. Being submitted is what? To be obedient, to be humble, to show that the other person is what? Has value, has importance as Christ. Remember in Philippians chapter 2? As Christ himself put others first as preference, so we should do the same thing as our Christ Jesus. So, does it sound like it is talking to maybe to me, to you, that I'm not being submitted to my husband? Or me or David as a husband, I am not submitting to my wife, not using the word submitted to my wife, but loving my wife back as Christ loved his church. You see, it's a two-way road. Cindy Koch is a theologian from Concordia Irvine Seminary in California, and she say the Garden of Eden proved to be the first battlefield between God and his submissive people. And she said, Adam and Eve, instead of trust, Eve doubted. She doubted. Instead of love, she looked to another. Instead of submitting to her loving God, she ignored God's good creation and handed God a broken relationship. In other words, let me illustrate this, what I just read. Eve was here. Adam was next to her. Satan comes in the picture of the serpent. The serpent is talking. Satan is talking to Eve. I say, oh, so God told you that if you eat this fruit, you will die? And of course, you know the story. No. What God meant to say is that if you eat of this fruit, you will be just like God. Men, what do you think Adam was saying to Eve right there? He didn't say a word. Will you men will ask, at least if your lady's talking to another man, he said, honey, who are you talking to? What is this all about? Adam did not say anything at all. You see, he was given the order. Adam was given the order, watch it, be careful. You are submitted to my order. But Adam did not passively stay there and say nothing. So unfortunately, Eve did not even honor her husband next to her. Adam did not honor God's command, do not eat from this fruit. So what Cindy is saying in here is that instead of submission to a loving God, we ignore God's creation and we hand God a broken relationship every time in our homes, in our schools, in our communities, in our country. It's really hard to submit because I'm saying, you know what? I don't like this guy. Oh, I don't like this woman. I'm just going to do my job because, hey, that's my duty. But it's not because I want to be submitting to this person. I don't want to submit to daddy because daddy is just, I don't know, I don't like that because he started yelling at me, doing all the things, telling me what to do. You know, it's hard, children. It's hard, young people, to submit to our leaders. Because that's our sinful nature in our hearts. We don't do it voluntarily, right? We don't do it from the heart. We submit because, somebody else is forcing me to do it. Wow. So the idea of submission, and I tell this to my three young men, our three sons, Caleb, Benjamin, and Daniel. They are 20, 24, 27, and I say to them, I know that submission is an old-fashioned topic, totally out of discrepancy with contemporary attitudes of permissiveness and freedom. In other words, people take and choose things, right? If I choose to be submit, okay, I'll do it. But if I don't choose to do it, I don't do it. You see what I'm saying? So that is the times that we are living in today, unfortunately. This is the question for the church. How are we, church, Christians, Christian families going to react to this modern mood or attitude? How are we going to react about being submissive to our parents? Hey, daughter, you know, you're going to be at home. You're going to be back at 10 tonight. Remember, you're not gonna be there until midnight. Hey, son, I know that, you know, you are over 18, or you are, you know, I still have two guys living with us, you know, 19 and 20 or whatever, and 24. They're still living with us because they are full-time in college. But, you know, hey, guys, you know, we're paying electricity here. We're paying trash, we're paying water. You know the deal. And if you guys respect and honor who's living in this house and who, you know, what has to be paid, I think it's a good thing to do. So we're teaching our children, no matter if they are under or above 18 of age, years of age, because it's hard, but we're teaching our children and our grandchildren to honor other people, respect other people, right? Because this is good. Honor your father and mother. Why? Because you're going to have a long life. That is the promise. You know, this is not David Diaz's topic. This is a topic that God said, you know, give me your heart. Not because your dad is forcing you to obey him, or your mother is forcing you to do it, is because I'm asking you for your heart to give it to me. And then I will bless you, and I'll give you a long life. What is harder? Wives, submit to your husband, or husband, love your wives? Children, if I ask you, is it hard to obey your parents, or for the fathers, do not frustrate your children. Do not exasperate your children. Which one is harder? What is harder? Employees obey your bosses, or bosses do not threaten your employees? It would not make a difference. You see, it's two-way road in here. It's two-way road. When our hearts has been transformed, submission is not a burden. You see what I'm saying? Submission is not a burden. It becomes a joy. We project joy to other people. New Sunday, new event. I love the first candle of hope. You know, it's a lot of people, it's a lot of marriages up there that are about to be separated, to get divorced, because they cannot submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about outside in the world. I'm talking about inside the church. David Diaz, let me tell you, and I'm honest with my church. David Diaz and April Diaz, we have gone through some rocky years in our marriage life. In our marriage life, we have been separated for several years until God started talking to me and say, David, I remember one night, it has been a few years back, praise the Lord, but I was in a hotel room and I said, Lord, change this woman, change my wife, change her. I don't know if I told you the last time when I came, but that's when the Lord actually brought me into my knees and said, David, wait a minute. You are praying the wrong prayer, saying change her to change me. That's when I started crying. I said, Lord, please forgive me. I would stop praying for the other person to be changed, but you come to my life and I say, Lord, change me. Let me tell you, almost 6 months into praying this prayer, Lord, change me, the Lord started working in my marriage, in my children, in our family. And that's when I say, wow, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Not because I say, you know what, I'm the bad guy, I'm the one who needs to repent. Yes, I was like Adam, very passive. My wife was probably doing or taking all the punches from the enemy, but I was very passive. Come on, husbands, submit, you know, to Christ. Love your wives. Children, obey your parents because this is good, because you will have a long life. And try me. Remember the Malachi, when he talks about, of course, the tithing. That's a different topic. But when God said to his people, you try me and see if I will not open the doors of heaven and I will bless you. Until you say, Lord, that's enough. I have enough. You know, we have children dealing with maybe with drug addiction, alcoholism, maybe pornography. My two sons, they came crying. 2 years ago, our 20 years old son came confessing, Dad and Mommy, Dad and Mom. And he started crying. And we said, Daniel, what's going on? I said, Dad, I have been addicted with pornography since I was 15 years of age. And he broke crying, let me tell you. And we all at the kitchen table, we left the food aside and we hugged our son and we started crying. And that's where the Lord, the Holy Spirit, showed himself. He said, oh, Daniel, we have been so away from you. And he felt the same way, right? Because sometimes we think that we can fight our battles alone. But church, that's where we need one another, husband and wife, children and parents, bosses and employees, local authorities and citizens. We need the presence of Jesus in our homes. Remember, our communities, our leaders exist because of our homes. But if our home is not connected to Christ, we cannot function together as a community. That's why nobody talks about being submitted to one another, because it's an out of fashion topic. Nobody wants to honor other people. No one wants to honor their parents, their grandparents. I lived with my grandparents several years when I was in high school, because my father and my parents lived in a country away from, very far from the school. So I spent the whole week with my grandparents because, you know, they were 5 minutes from a high school. So guess what my grandparents used to do every morning at 5? They got up and they pray for 12 of their children. 12 of their children. I am the fruit of one of those 12. My mother is the oldest of the 12. She's still alive. 89, almost 90 years old this month. And I respect my mother at that age, because she said, David, you could be this age, but I'm still your mother. So you know the deal. I'm still your mother. And I do remember the things that my mother taught me that no other woman will tell me or teach me. The same thing with my grandparents during those years. I saw my grandparents praying together for those 12 children and for 40 grandchildren. Could you imagine? praying every single day for 40 grandchildren. It's about another 15 to 20 great-grandchildren. So the Lord is good when we submit to one another. I always took the model of my grandfather, submitted to Christ, loving his wife, loving my grandma. So that thing passed unto my mother, unto my father, who also loved the Lord because he saw it from his parents. Now it's time for me to pay back to my children, to pray for them, to teach them what I know. So I encourage you parents that your children should not be obeying you or us out of burden or because they are forcing me to do. But it's because Jesus lived in my dad's heart. Because Jesus lived in my mom's heart. Wow. So that is the essence of the gospel. So the final reason to submit with freedom and not obligation, it is because we are giving ourselves to one another. It is a recognition of the value we give to the other person. It is when we value the other person highly. And I do not mind to sacrifice myself for the other person, just as Christ did for his church and died for her. So, my brothers and sisters, I feel like when I'm coming to this church, I feel like family now. You know, this is the second time that I'm sharing with you. And I know that when we connect to one another, I mean, we're not strangers because we are united through Christ, who strengthens us, who gives us the power to do it, not because somebody else is forcing us to do, but because Jesus Christ lives within us. Please pray with me. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you come to our hearts. You come to our hearts and cleanse us from all sins. Father, we repent from our hardness of hearts that probably we have not obeyed our leaders, our parents, our local officials. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you give us a sensitive heart to do the right thing for the glory of God. In Jesus, we pray. Amen.